It's another wonderful Sunday morning Valley Focus. Hello there, I'm Valerie Moore, and we've got a very deep subject to talk about: wells, the Black Canyon Heritage Park, and a big Smithsonian Waterways exhibit. And here to tell us all about how they all intersect is Ann Hutchinson. She's the co-chair of the Smithsonian Waterways exhibit that's coming to Black Canyon City. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning, Valerie.
Well, it's so nice to have you here with us today. I'll tell you what, this is a big deal. You've got a Smithsonian exhibit coming to your park. Tell us about your park, first of all.
Yes, our park is a spectacular riparian and upland habitat with a very short accessible trail and interpretive signs. It's in the very heart of Black Canyon City, very accessible off the freeway, and it sits right on the Agua Fria River. So it's just about 10 miles north of Phoenix, and as a rule, we're open 7 days a week. Shorter hours in the summertime, but we're open to visitors. It's free. All ages are welcome. We've got a butterfly sanctuary, riparian habitat, we're a birding destination. Just do a lot of programs to introduce people to the desert riparian habitat.
Well, again, we're speaking today with Ann Hutchinson, who is the co-chair of the Smithsonian Waterways exhibit that's coming to Black Canyon Heritage Park. Black Canyon Heritage Park, now, how new or old is this, Ann? I don't know about it.
Right. We received the land from the Albans in 2006, and we partnered with a lot of other agencies. BLM's our major one because we're the visitor center for Agua Fria National Monument. But the community got involved. Various agencies, Game and Fish has some fish stock there. Audubon, Arizona, we have some educational programs going on with them. So we redid the whole park to make it native plants and native fish and educational for the community and the whole region, really.
So this is a very beautiful, recently remodeled and updated and opened up Black Canyon Heritage Park. Tell us the location one more time in case our listeners are not sure.
It's right off the freeway. There is an exit on the south side of I-17, and then you go north, and we're about right in the middle of the town, and then you can get back on by going out the north end. So we're right between two exits, right on the Agua Fria River, very easy to get to with an excellent coffee shop right across from us.
So it's north of Phoenix off the I-17. You said about 10, 20 minutes out of Phoenix?
Right.
Okay, so it'd be a great family event to come to.
Absolutely.
And in particular, you're having a special exhibit. Now, again, this Black Canyon Heritage Park that has been opened up, as Ann Hutchinson is telling us about, is open. What are the hours?
The hours in the summertime are 9 to 2:30 Monday through Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday it's open 9 to 1, thanks to our volunteers.
And are you looking for groups? Can kids and families and teachers come in and bring their groups?
They can. To the park, they can come at any time. If we're talking about the exhibit, it won't be here till December 14th of this year, and then it's here for 6 weeks. And because we don't have the indoor space, the exhibit will actually be at the Cannon Elementary School, which is nearby.
And tell us about that exhibit that is coming to Black Canyon Heritage Park.
Waterways exhibit, the Smithsonian Waterways, is designated for small towns, museums, and libraries. It's Smithsonian develops these exhibits called Museum on Main Street, where they take a full-blown Smithsonian exhibit, like 700 square feet, and they bring it to rural communities that might not otherwise see a Smithsonian exhibit. So thanks to Arizona Humanities and Arizona State University, they invited them to do it here. There's 12 sites because it tours around Arizona. We'll be the 11th site December 14th this year to January 26th of next year. And it covers all the facets of water, how it impacts our life, our culture, its spirit. It looks at the political and economic efforts to ensure access to water. It explores how humanity, creativity, and resourcefulness and provide new ways of protecting water. So every facet of water they cover. And then we'll add a local component to that to bring it even more home. Is about 8 or 9 agencies, our local agencies, are working with us to develop an exhibit on the Agua Fria watershed, which is typical of the waterways here in the valley in the Arizona desert.
Again, it's Ann Hutchinson, co-chair of the Smithsonian Waterways exhibit that's coming to Black Canyon Heritage Park. Before that happens, though, in December, you have a big event coming up now a little bit sooner. Tell us about that.
Well, in order to build excitement for the exhibit, We developed a program called Water, Black Canyon, City, and Me, and received a grant from AZ Humanities. And with that, we have a series of 8 different events to attract people to Black Canyon City and show the different facets of water. And the one that we're having coming up, August 27th, is all about wells. And even if you don't have a well, it's very impactful because it talks about, you know, where does the water come from? You know, the groundwater, the geology of Arizona, particularly the local area. Where do we get water and how dependent? How can we protect it and use it wisely? So it's a free event, like all of our events. It's August 27th, and it starts at 5 p.m. And if you register, and that would be on our website and our Facebook, they'll provide you with lots of print resources to take home.
I see you get a free well owner's guide to water supply and a couple other things here, too.
Yes.
And that is coming up again Tuesday, August 27th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Canyon Elementary School. What is the website to find out more about that, Ann?
It's the blackcanyonheritagepark.org, and that's all one word. You can shorten it with, say, bcheritagepark.org. And then under events and programs, we'll have all of our waterways and water, Black Canyon and City and Me events.
Well, again, it's Ann Hutchinson, co-chair of the Smithsonian Waterways exhibit that's coming to Black Canyon Heritage Park. That's happening in December. Right now, you can come out and see this beautiful remodeled and kind of reopened park, though. And again, give us the location of that.
The park's location is right in Black Canyon City, right in the heart of Black Canyon City, just a little bit north of us. The address is 33955 South Old Black Canyon Highway in Black Canyon City. And it's very easy. Is you get off the first exit if you're coming from the south, and then just go north, and we're right on the main street. And if you're coming from the north, you exit the first exit and come south.
Well, again, this is Black Canyon Heritage Park that Ann Hutchinson is talking about today, a beautiful, revamped, expanded park, right? Just 20 minutes or so north of Phoenix. And they're going to have a couple events coming up. Again, in December, a big Smithsonian Waterways exhibit. But before that, on Tuesday, August 27th from 5 to 8, an Arizona Well Owner Workshop, where anybody can come out and hear all about wells and waterways and things in water. I'm from Wisconsin. We had our own artesian well. It was wonderful, and I missed that. So there are a lot of wells out here in Arizona then outside the city. Am I correct?
Absolutely. Both in Black Canyon City, there's 2 water companies, but they're served by wells. And then people have private wells, but pretty much all the area like New River is served by wells, almost all the communities nearby Black Canyon City, and even Phoenix has wells, although they're deep commercial wells. So it's a topic that we all need to learn more about.
And again, just speak to me one more time about Black Canyon Heritage Park and what's been going on there in the last couple of years.
Well, we have a number of events that are going on there because in addition to the waterways and the water, Black Canyon City and Me, we work with Audubon in Arizona with some schools. So any teachers out there, particularly with juniors and seniors who are interested in doing a science project, would love to talk with them. We have a work day October 5th where we'll be planting some more plants, just routine park maintenance. We're working with Desert Botanical Garden to enlarge our butterfly area. And then in January 26th, we have Waterfest Book Fest, where we have our conservation partners and Arizona history-related subjects coming out for a big festival. So there's lots of things happening there all the time.
Well, it's beautiful Black Canyon Heritage Park, just north of Phoenix, a great place to take your family, to go and enjoy nature, to go on an educational expedition with your class or with a group. So get online again, the websites for that and Facebook.
The website is bcheritagepark.org. And the Facebook, if you Google Black Canyon Heritage Park, it'll come right up.
And if our Valley Focus listeners feel led to do so, want to donate or volunteer, are there ways to do that, Dan?
Oh, most certainly. The easiest way is to get hold of me either through our website. Our email is just info@Black Canyon Heritage Park. It's a private park. We run by volunteers, so of course it takes money to run a park and build exhibits. So either volunteers to work in the visitor center, park maintenance, our educational programs. There's lots of opportunities to fit into what people those interests are, and we'd love to hear from them. And donations are, of course, always appreciated.
And you can donate right online, I assume.
Yes, you can.
And that website, one more time to donate.
bcheritagepark.org.
Standing for Black Canyon Heritage Park.org. Well, thank you so much for coming in today. You're new to Valley Focus. Welcome to our family. It is beautiful Black Canyon Heritage Park. Lots of events going on. And Hutchinson is going to be bringing in that Smithsonian Waterways exhibit. Very, very important, exciting event that'll be happening in December. All of it again online. And thanks so much, Ann. Best wishes. God bless. And do come back again.
All right. Thank you very much, Valerie.